Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to chapel and Happy New Year. My name is Madison Eberly, and I serve as a Student Athlete Advisory Committee President. I played volleyball here up until this past December, and now I'm continuing at LCU as a grad student pursuing my master's degree in accounting. I care a lot about the hearts of our athletes, coaches, and this entire campus family. As SAC president, my hope and challenge for our athletes and coaches this spring is that we remember who we are really playing for. I pray that our identity would be found more in Christ than in wins, losses, roles, or setbacks. When people see us practice, compete, and travel, I hope they see honesty, humility, real joy, and a drive to strive for excellence. And when things are hard, I pray we respond in a way that looks like Jesus and points people back to him. To the whole student body, faculty, and staff, my hope and challenge for us this semester is that we live and choose intention. It is easy to get busy, stressed, and pulled in many different directions, but what if we just slow down just enough to really see each other, choosing a place where we build and lift each other up? I hope we choose our phones over, I hope we choose people over our phones. Opposite. I hope we choose people over our phones, our schedules, and our comfort, and that in our dorms, classrooms, teams, and offices, we encourage one another and point each other to Christ. There are many things to look forward to this semester, and I want to leave you with this. Colossians 3:23 says it perfectly. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters. That means studying hard, practicing with excellence, loving well, and facing wins or setbacks for his glory. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Cadence Hobbs. I am representing the Inner Club Council this morning. I am also the president of Chryslic Domin, and I am honored to be able to talk to you guys today. To the social clubs in here, I really was reflecting on a hope or a challenge that I had for you guys, and the biggest thing that kept coming back to me is something that Madison was kind of talking about as well, but that's intentionality. And specifically intentionality through relationships. I think a big theme that shows up in the spring semester with social clubs is follies. And that is such an exciting time. And while it is a time to come together with your club, sometimes I feel like it also brings division between some of the clubs. And so, yes, this is a club unity spiel. Like, that is so important. But a very specific challenge that I have for you guys is to intentionally seek out a relationship or a person in a different club that you can reach out to and that you can be praying over during this busy semester with school or with follies or whatever they're going through. So my hope and challenge for social clubs specifically is for you to seek out at least one relationship that you can be intentional with this semester. And then to the student body, to the faculty, to everyone else in here, my hope and challenge for you guys is prayer. I feel like a common theme today on stage is intentionality. Be intentional with praying over people that you're in relationship with. I feel like LCU is really good at professor and student relationships. That is something that I really loved about LCU coming here. And so maybe something specifically or an instance that you can specifically seek out during this semester is when you're one-on-one with your professor, when you're asking them questions during a class that might be challenging. This could go vice versa for professor and students. Ask how you can pray for them. Ask how they're doing outside of just the academics, and you'll see that prayer is something that brings people together. And so that could be outside of a professor and student relationship as well, and it can be with your peers. And so that is my hope and challenge for the student body and for faculty to be intentional with prayer, be intentional with your relationships, because that is truly what brings us together. And that's where God flourishes and makes things new and does really awesome things through the Holy Spirit. So thank you for listening.
Well, hey, y'all, if I haven't gotten the privilege to meet y'all yet, my name is Matthew Duvall. I get the honor and privilege of being president of LCU's Student Senate this year. And as president of that organization, I hope and pray is that we, as a representative body, fulfill our purpose. I pray that we, as executives, committee members, leaders, and senators, spend the rest of the year listening to the wants and needs of our peers so we can plan and execute events that serve as touch points for intentional community. I hope our events lead to new and deepening friendships, because as Jesus relates to his disciples in Matthew 18, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them. As for our entire LCU community within and throughout and outside of this room, I hope that we leave this semester changed. As Dr. Carey, our dean of the Alan Pat Smith College of Biblical Studies, full the through name in there, as Dr. Carey reminds me often, higher education is not simply about the exchange of information, but about personal and individual formation. And as a Christ-centered university, our mission is to transform our hearts, minds, and hands for lives of purpose and service to the one true God. Secondly, I hope that we spend this spring semester leaning into the joy of intentional community. I hope the mall area and our other common spaces are never without laughter or conversation. I hope that the counseling center is booked full of students asking for help when they need it, and I hope that no professor is able to walk back to his or her office without being interrupted at least four times by excited students. It is going to be a great semester, and I'm so excited to be here. We're going to end with a prayer, starting with all three of us.
All right, everybody bow your heads. Heavenly Father, thank you for Lubbock Christian University, this great community, and for the students, coaches, professors, staff, and athletes gathered here today. Help us remember our identities in you above any role or achievement. Lord, give us passion to chase excellence so our practices, classes, and relationships show your presence. Help us to really see each other and to find our worth in your grace above everything else. Lord, please guide our hearts this semester to honor you in all we do.
God, I pray that as we enter into this new semester, into this new year, that we can have open hearts and eyes and ears to what you have for us. God, I pray that we can lean into this intentional community that we've been talking about this morning, intentional prayer, intentional relationships, that we can walk into those things knowing that you are going to bring good out of those and that your will is always done through those things. God, we just thank you for your immense love and mercy for us. And in your name we pray.
Lord Jesus Christ, first of all, I just want to say thank you so much for the gift of this community. I ask that as we continue on through this spring semester, that your Holy Spirit descends upon this campus and causes us to be a people that sees each other and loves each other and ultimately glorifies you. We ask for your aid and all that we need as we go throughout the rest of this year, and we praise you because you are worthy. Lord Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen. You're dismissed.